Hello again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 45 out of a 260 program series dealing with the events of the past 50 years and the people who made things happen. The series takes up where Fitz left off. And today, a few final comments about the amazing Lucille Kirby Allen. Lucille Kirby was born in Petersburg, Illinois, October 29, 1900. She was a graduate of McMurray College in Jacksonville, Illinois, and had earned a master's degree from Western Carolina. Her first teaching job was at the private Fassifern School in Hendersonville. It was only a short time before one Dr. Walter O. Allen, who had been raised out on the west side of the county, took notice of this lady of real class, and they were married after the usual courtship. At this time, it is told, the young ladies who were her students at Fassifern kept quizzing her on how it feels to fall in love. And she finally described, quote, "Being in love is having an itching sensation around the heart that you can't scratch." The idyllic romance and marriage of Lucille Allen ended abruptly when Dr. Allen died at a very young age from a mastoid infection. Lucille Allen then became a widow with a child to raise at age 40. She applied for a job teaching at Edneyville and joined the faculty there teaching English and dramatic arts. She would later transfer into the city system and would continue teaching until 1966 when she retired after 26 years of service. I felt toward Lucille Allen a bit like my son Kerry felt toward his football coach, the great Joe Hunt. Kerry confided in me during his fourth year playing for Joe, "Dad, I don't ever expect to hear Coach Hunt tell me I did anything good, but if he just smiles at me once before I graduate, I'll be happy." I felt the same toward Mrs. Allen. I always had an illusory dream that I might do something, someday, and do it well enough to merit her approbation. And in 1971, I thought I had achieved that goal. The Hedrick Roads Post of the VFW was celebrating its 25th anniversary, and the comrades had insisted I make a speech in honor of that special occasion, and the speech was also to be broadcast. I followed all the rules which Mrs. Allen had pounded into my head: flawless research, check and double-check all facts, compose the manuscript, analyze the vocabulary. Could I substitute more definitive words, create more vivid descriptions? I did all those things. And after having delivered the speech, I thought it had gone pretty good. About a week later, I bumped into Mrs. Allen in the B&B Jack's Packs on Fifth Avenue, a store operated in the beginning by B. Sims and his brother-in-law, Bill Powers. Bill left later to become chief of police, and B. ran the store on his own. I spoke to Mrs. Allen, and when she smiled after returning my greeting, I said to myself, "This is it. At last I'll get that long-sought compliment." In her usual clipped voice, she said, "Kermit, the speech you made the other night to the VFW?" "Yes, ma'am," I answered. By now, I was hardly able to breathe. Anticipation. Here it comes, a compliment. Miss Allen says, "I noticed you made 3 grammatical errors in that speech," and then she proceeded to spell them out. I don't have any children in the public schools anymore. I do have a grandson and a granddaughter in public schools down in Malden, South Carolina, and I often wonder, do their teachers give them a hard time when they use lousy grammar? Do the teachers get upset when the students hang prepositions? Can my grandchildren diagram a sentence? Can they spell phonetically? Do they understand the free enterprise system? Can they read a balance sheet? I gave to my grandson Kyle, who is now a sophomore at the University of South Carolina, 3 books by Edwin Newman, the famed broadcaster, including his volume, "Will America Be the Death of English?" I told him, "Kyle, maybe you don't have a teacher like Lucille Allen that would inspire you to speak correct English. But maybe these books will inspire you." First Union didn't award those crystal apples back in those years, but there were many Lucille Allens back then who deserved a hamper full. I only hope that someday, when the Henderson County Council for Women do an update on their book, Her Story, someone will nominate a person who had a very strong influence on the life of many, including this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, been taught by Lucille Kirby Allen, with a good sense never to leave, and with a job doing what he loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.